Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So Illinois is considering gerrymandering the districts in this state now that Indiana might do it? What the hell is J.B. Pritzker talking about? He was in Alton. He was in our listening area when he said that. That makes me even more mad. This man. I cannot take him seriously, but I have to because he basically is the king of Illinois. He's the only king that we allow. Mr. Going for a third term governor, J.B. Pritzker. Sorry to introduce our next guest with such rage. Congressman Darren LaHood, one of three Republicans representing Illinois in Congress. There's not a whole lot of gerrymandering left to do, Congressman, but maybe J.B. Pritzker is coming after your seat. What do you think about the governor's comments?
Well, Annie, thanks for having me on. I think you teed up everything exactly right. I mean, it's pure hypocrisy to hear the governor talk about redistricting Illinois, because the definition of gerrymandering and the deficiencies of gerrymandering start in Illinois. I mean, that's what I think the rest of the country doesn't realize. In 2020, you know, Governor Pritzker and the Democrat legislature drew the most gerrymandered map in the entire country. And that's not me or Republicans saying it. Princeton University gave Pritzker an F for having a fair map in Illinois. And so he drew a district that is 14 Democrats and three Republicans, and I'm fortunate to be one of those three. But remember, Donald Trump got at least 45% of the vote in the presidential election. So you should have a map that reflects the Republican-Democrat ratios in the state of Illinois, and they haven't done that. So listen, Texas reacted to what Illinois did. And don't get me wrong, this is a race to the bottom in many ways, but it started with J.B. Pritzker. So the hypocrisy, and don't forget this, Annie, when Pritzker ran on his first term, he supported the fair map. Yeah. He was against redistricting. He campaigned on that. So it's, you know, speaking out of both sides of his mouth, which is nothing new to him. And so we're in the situation now where he wants to try to squeeze one more Republican seat out of Illinois. And I think what will end up happening is it will backfire because you're going to dilute these other gerrymandered Democrat districts. So careful what you wish for if you want to move forward.
Yeah. You know, it's so frustrating. It's frustrating to be here in my position where my job is to find out what's going on, report it to the people, react to it, and, you know, all that. The the hypocrisy from this governor here in the state of Illinois. I, for one, obviously we've been watching it a lot here on the show. I'm a resident of Illinois, but I, for one, have appreciated how he's shown his rear end to the entire country, trying to nominate himself to be the de facto opponent for Donald Trump in every which way that he can possibly show up for that type of a fight. He wakes up every day not to advocate for the Illinois taxpayer, the Illinois resident, the Illinois citizen. He wakes up and tries to figure out how he can try to punch Donald Trump in the nose. I'm wondering how you feel this is faring from your seat there in Congress. Is J.B. Pritzker successfully achieving the goal he's trying to do, which is to create an opposition to Donald Trump on a national stage?
Well, it's all about politics and nothing about policy. He's putting his ambitions to be president of the United States above the citizens of Illinois. And frankly, I think people are getting sick and tired of it. And that's why we're going to have an election a year from now in Illinois. And we got a number of really good candidates that are going to compete in the primary to go and do that. But I think he's worn out his welcome on that. And I think people see through that he's putting blatant political ambition above the citizens of Illinois. You saw that with sanctuary city policies, sanctuary state policies, and then just trying to, as you said, take on Donald Trump at the national level. But people are on to that, and it's very, very frustrating. And then you couple that with he spent about $1 billion on illegal immigrants in the state of Illinois, and we're in debt. It's a factor of all these things. But, in his delusional mind, thinks he can be president of the United States.
So we're speaking with Congressman Darren LaHood. You represent Illinois' 16th district, one of three Republicans in the House of Representatives in the state of Illinois. My district down here, which is the 13th, is the one that Stephen Colbert pointed out to J.B. Pritzker on whatever the late night show is that Stephen Colbert is on. And J.B. Pritzker laughed at it. And he said we had a kindergartner draw that map. And then he didn't defend it. He just said that. It seems as though J.B. Pritzker has no sense of need to defend what he does in Illinois, which means he feels like he's really, really safe and comfortable in the governor's mansion, or more likely Chicago, where he spends most of his time. Is there any possibility in your mind, Congressman LaHood, that Illinois in the midterm election in 2026 could potentially elect an additional Republican to the House of Representatives, or see even one Republican in a statewide office?
Absolutely. I think we're going to have some terrific candidates, many of them have already filed to run in a number of congressional seats across the state of Illinois. So we're going to have some very competitive races. And I got to tell you, outside of Chicago, people are sick and tired of the policies and seeing our state run into the ground. And to your point earlier on this redistricting, I mean, you're disenfranchising voters, and you're really dividing the state, and people see that. And now part of our job as candidates running next year and as elected office holders is to expose that and to highlight that. And believe me, there'll be a lot of time to do that, but we'll have plenty of ammunition in the state of Illinois to do that.
Congressman Darren LaHood with us right now, Illinois 16th District Representative. I want to talk about the government shutdown a little bit while we have here. Of course, the House passed the CR and you've been sent home, as far as I know. I don't know if you're in D.C. or if you're in district right now. What do you make of the shutdown so far, how the Democrats have handled this?
Well, the Schumer shutdown, which it is, continues to hold the American people hostage. And there's real pain that we've seen starting to be exercised across the country. People, SNAP benefits, air traffic controllers being worked to the bone. But let's back up and remember and lay and set the stage, Annie. On September 19th, in a bipartisan way, the House of Representatives, and I proudly voted to keep the government open with what's called a clean continuing resolution. We did that in a bipartisan way. We sent it over to the Senate. The Senate now, for the 14th time, has not taken it, or I'm sorry, voted to defeat opening the government. Democrats have had chance after chance to do this. Remember, under the Biden administration, they voted every single time to open the government. What's changed? The only thing that's changed is Donald Trump is in office. Chuck Schumer is getting lots of pressure from AOC and Bernie Sanders in the far left wing of his party. And so we're in this political dilemma. But make no mistake about it, it's the Democrats holding the country hostage. It's not good for the American people. And we got to continue to hold the line because there's nothing we can give except for opening the federal government, which we've voted to do in the House already.
Congressman LaHood, you are a member of the Ways and Means Committee. As soon as this shutdown is ended, or at some point, everybody's going to have to come to the table and negotiate and try to get all of these bills passed and so that we can fund our government. Do you have a positive outlook on how that process is going to go? Because this one so far, where we've needed some sort of bipartisan agreement, has not been as achievable.
Well, let's hope we learn some lessons out of this. I mean, the way our country is set up, it is predicated on compromise. That's why our founding fathers, in their brilliance, made a House of Representatives with, now is 435 representatives. So power is diluted. So we have to work together. But I think, yes, there should be enough common sense, particularly coming out of this stupid shutdown that the Democrats caused, to come together for the betterment of the American people, to move the country forward, particularly on the economic side. One thing we saw out of the election the other night is affordability. I think that's why Donald Trump got elected, was to fix the economy. So, yes, we're going to have to come together, and I'm not going to compromise my principles, but it's something that we have to do collectively to move the country forward, and there's lots of opportunities to do that once we open the government back up.
Well, last question, more on the Illinois state home front before we let you go. We're speaking with Congressman Darren LaHood of Illinois 16th District. If Illinois is to get itself right here in the 2026 election, to get at least one statewide official elected that's a Republican, hopefully governor, maybe get one of the chambers of the state legislature out of the super minority of Republicans, we need what? For a statewide, we need maybe 23-24% of Cook County. You're one of us. You're one of those that are outside of Cook County, as I understand it. Do you think that with the national stage that J.B. Pritzker has thrust the far, far left progressive policies of the Illinois Democrat Party, do you think that 24% is in reach in Cook County to give Illinois some hope for the future?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I do, but we have to recruit good candidates. That's number one. Number two, we have to talk about the right issues. And I think, again, affordability, bringing down the cost of energy. I mean, we can play a big role at the federal level in doing that. We've already done it on the tax side with taking care of the making permanent number of the tax provisions. We have to work on trade. We have to work on the regulatory environment and work on affordability. If a year from right now, Annie, we have brought down interest rates, we've brought down inflation, we've brought down energy costs, we've made things affordable. And clearly, I think we have the ability to do that with the Republican Congress. Yes, absolutely. And message that the right way to Cook County. We can absolutely pick up those votes. And so that should be our goal between now and next year. And I think if we do that, we can turn it red or purple.
Purple. I'll take purple. Affordability, affordability, affordability. I hear what you're saying, Congressman LaHood. Thank you for having a conversation with us about it here today.
Always good to be with you, Annie. Take care.
You as well. Bye-bye. Congressman Darren LaHood represents Illinois' 16th district. As I said, one of three Republicans in Congress out of the state of Illinois. And if you heard what J.B. Pritzker said at the beginning of the segment when he was visiting in Alton, he is saying that the Democrats, they're going to consider, you know, what kind of gerrymandering opportunities might exist here for us. If Indiana's going to do it, Illinois might do it, too. Oh, my gosh. The hold my beer of stupid leftist politics. Governor J.B. Pritzker. Quick break here. We're going to have Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt on with us at 1:30. We're going to talk Arctic Frost with Senator Schmidt. We're also going to ask him about the shutdown. A lot of people, including Eric Schmidt himself, suggested that they just are trying to hold the government closed, make people angry, make people worry about their ability to afford things, take away their government benefits, make them angry for 30 days leading up into that Tuesday election day. And then maybe the Democrats will come to the table and they'll open it up afterwards. I've heard that there are potentially 12 Democrats in the Senate who are ready to come to the table and, you know, be moderate and make a compromise. Huh, the timing of that. Senator Eric Schmidt at 1:30. Let's get back here and talk about the YouTube live chat poll next.
The Boathouse. I'll show you my...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.